This is Jared Hoole and international revivalist Josh Radford. What a treat we have for you this week. And yesterday, we're just going to pick up off of yesterday. We were talking about the life of Josh's testimony and the experience the power of God, the experience of the Lord from salvation all the way up to almost to where he is in his current day ministry, but not there yet. But I just want to pick up off of we were talking about his experience he had, and he was he was leading a youth service, and the fire of God came. And then we'll also expound off of the mentors. And so if you want to go on from there, and as well as we're always led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. We want what the Father wants on these radio broadcasts. Amen. We thank you that it is the Lord. And we thank you, Father, for today. And we thank you that you have your work and your purpose and your plan. There is a purpose for everything the Father does. And we know his purpose will be fulfilled. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jared. It's an honor to be here again, sitting in Sister Billy Broom's seat. And man, what an honor to be on this network. And yeah, we'll just pick up. Yesterday, we were just talking about, we ended where the fire of God had touched my life. I was dry. I was religious. And then the fire of God touched me, and it started to change everything about me. I mean, I'm that specific experience. What happened is my body started, it really became electrified, and sure, it was like electricity was coming through my hands. And I remember I'd fell back onto the stage, and we were not experienced with any type of thing like this. And my worship leader was looking at me, and he was concerned that I wasn't breathing. He thought maybe he needed to call 911.
Like something bad happened.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Nobody realized what was going on. Then all of a sudden, I got up and I just started to. The only thing that I could think about doing is lay my hands upon my leaders, and I did, and they started to receive the power of God, and we didn't know what to do with them. So as the youth service started, we just kind of picked them up and just laid them on the seats. Wow. But that experience led to about a 2-year outpouring at our youth ministry, and people came from all over, from around the city, to receive the fire of God. Other youth pastors were touched by it, and God did amazing things. And one of the things that he started to do in my life after I had experienced that is send me people to start mentoring me.
Right, right.
And I could list a whole load of names, but he just sent me all types of people in my life to mentor and start developing my character and teaching me how to move in the Holy Spirit, how to move in the anointing, what to do with this newfound freedom in the Holy Ghost that I found, this thing called revival, this thing called the river of God, the fire of God. I mean, it all mixes into one, and I had just stumbled upon it, and I really didn't know anything about it. But he sent men to me that started to mentor me and show me how to move in the power of God and what the anointing was and what the Holy Spirit was and what this, you know, the power of praying in tongues and the power of you could lay hands on the sick and people will recover and the presence of God and the glory of God. And he sent person after person to me. And but you know what? A number of years ago, I ran across probably the most influential mentor that God had given me and sent into my path. And his name is Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. And I'm sure many of you that are listening are probably familiar with who he is. I had a supernatural meeting with him. I was hungry for more. I was hungry to learn. And I'd gone to one of his meetings. And after that meeting, he was greeting people like he normally would. And just being very social and greeting people that had come to his service. It was a Sunday morning. And I just happened to be in the line to shake his hand. And when he shook my hand, something happened in the Holy Ghost. Hmm. And he looked at me and he said, "You need to come with me right now." Mm-hmm. And I just followed him, and really the rest is history. Mm-hmm. I was with him for about 6 hours that day, just him pouring into my life, and the Lord started to speak to him, and before you knew it, he was asking me to be part of his staff, and I became his youth pastor at the River at Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I had experienced the fire of God. I was starting to move in the anointing. I started to understand some of those things. But being with him gave me a greater depth of understanding that I had never known before. And sure. I served that man of God, and it was such an honor to serve him. And I honored him and served him and served the house there, the River at Tampa Bay.
Right.
And God started to move in my life supernaturally. The anointing started to increase in my life. The passion for souls and the lost got deep rooted inside of me. And I'm telling you, all you young ministers out there that are listening to me right now, a mentor to you is more important than anything.
So
but not just any mentor, but a mentor that knows God, a mentor that has sat at the feet of Jesus, a mentor that knows what it is to live a life full of the Spirit of God. You know, really, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and he probably wouldn't want me to say this about him or wouldn't say this about himself, but he's really the Smith Wigglesworth of our generation. And what he taught me and imparted into my life, I treasured deeply.
Right.
And when I launched out from his ministry into our own ministry, that went with me. And you know, it's on me. What God intended me to receive from him, I received. I got it. And you know, there's three things, and maybe we can start covering it tomorrow.
Sure.
There's three secrets that I call them in receiving the anointing, in really receiving what God's got from you, from your mentors, from the people that God puts in your life to mentor you. And when I started to operate in these three things that I'm keeping a secret till tomorrow that I'm going to tell you about, I'm telling you what, all heaven opened over me. And now God has got us traveling all over the world, all over the United States. Revival is around us, and we're seeing signs and wonders, miracles and healings, and it's so powerful. And thousands of people are getting saved. And oh my goodness, I'm just so blessed to know God.
Yeah.
So blessed to be in the Holy Ghost. So blessed to be full of the fire of God. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have an experience with the fire of God.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do to, you know, living in religion and living in dryness. Oh, I thank God every day for the fresh power of the Holy Spirit.
Fresh every day.
Oh, it's every fresh, fresh every day.
What? And I'll just say how important it is, especially for young people, that connection with the older that have been and spent those years and that time with the Father, that connection to have that mentor. And like you said yesterday, he'll bring him to you.
Yes.
He'll bring him to you. But there's an honor that it's not just the person that it is, but it's the honor that you have, that you honored that role, that kind of the role that the Lord has them in, that gift, you know, not just the person, but you need to understand that, guys, you're honoring the Lord when you honor that person. Now, quickly, is there someone, like, what have they, what, is there something specific that you could say, these are like one, I know you have your three things you want to go over.
Well,
tomorrow,
I'll go with the first
but,
one.
Well, just something you learned from them specifically, is that what they're going to go over tomorrow? But
No, I'll tell you this, you know, the first thing I learned about receiving the anointing is you've got to honor God, but you've got to honor God's vessel
that he's put
you with.
Right.
Whatever anointing that God wants you to operate in, listen to me closely, he will send you to serve.
That's good. That's good.
He will send you to serve the anointing, with which he wants you to operate in. And the anointing with which he's going to operate in, it's not somebody else's anointing. It's your personal anointing. Good. It's from God for you.
Right.
You're not going to be in somebody else's, but it will have the DNA of your mentor in it. And that's why it will be similar. There's many meetings that I do, and people will come to me and say, my goodness, I've never experienced anything like this apart from in a Dr. Rodney Howard Brown meeting. And they won't have any idea that I'm connected to him at all. It'll just be a similar anointing that I'm moving in because I have the DNA of my mentor in me. It's personal to me. I have my own style. I do things my own way. I'm not a copy of him at all, but it's got the DNA of your mentor in. Just like we've all got the DNA of Jesus.
Yes.
And so, it all goes down the line like that. And so... the key element to me was I needed to honor it. And when you honor something or someone, you get under it.
Yeah.
It's like getting under it.
Serve it.
It always reminds me of the Ark of the Covenant. Hmm. The Ark of the Covenant, some bright guy had an idea to say, hey, it would be a lot easier to carry this heavy ark on a cart.
Yeah.
That's what we do, don't we? Carry a heavy TV on a dolly. Yeah. Because it's got wheels. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it might make sense in the natural, but that's not the way God intended the ark to be carried. Mm-hmm. The ark has to be carried with honor.
Yes.
So what does that mean? You've got to get under it. You've got to get it on your shoulders.
Yeah, good.
And those priests had to carry the ark on their shoulders. When you honor somebody, you put them on your shoulders.
That's
You get under. You upgird
that's
them.
Good.
And that's what
that's
we
good.
Do, isn't
that's
it?
Good.
That's what we do it in is. The natural... when somebody wins a Super Bowl, when somebody wins a championship, what do?
Pick them up.
They get the coach on their shoulders. Did the coach play in the game? Did the coach, was he the athlete on the field? No. But they honor the man, the woman that God had put them under, who's taught them, who's mentored them.
Right.
And they honor them and they carry them on their shoulders. And that's really getting under. Honoring is getting under somebody and giving and blessing them and serving them and sowing into them. And so
that's good too. Sowing not time, yourself, money.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Just be open to sow anything that God gives you. And so and I guess tomorrow we'll talk on the other
we'll
couple
go on
things,
more.
But that is one of the key elements, honoring the man of God that you're under.
Well, I just thank you again for being here, Josh. If you want to kind of give off some of your information,
people
want to contact you.
If you want to contact me and get in touch with me, listen to any of my messages, you can go to revivallife.net and you can connect with me on Facebook at Facebook.com/JoshRadfordOfficial. Bless you.
Bless you. We thank you again, and we thank you guys for tuning in and taking the time and listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Again, I just like to remind you, my grandmother is out in Israel, so we appreciate your prayers, guys, and they're out there traveling, having a good time, and with my sister as well as Hannah. And we just want to remind you that what is needed in ministry is the Word and the Spirit, and it is the power of God. It is the Spirit of God, and it is fresh every day for you. And it is received by faith that God sent it. And we thank you that He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And it is in each and every one of you guys. So you receive that fresh infilling in the name of Jesus. Be being filled. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for listening to us on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. As my grandma says, Shalom, Shalom.